time now to have a chat with Brad Davidson. We'll get a tip from Brad tomorrow. But late breaking news, Brad, it was your birthday yesterday and you didn't tip us into that one.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, no, I try to forget the birthdays these days. When you get past 30, I think it's don't look forward to them coming around because you're a year old.
How old, mate?
32 yesterday, even though some people said 40 on Twitter. The hairline definitely looks past 40, but no, still 32, fortunately.
Oh, did you celebrate yesterday?
I went out with some family and friends last night for a couple of beers and a feed. So.
Ah, good man, good man. What about this promising Galloper-Millard reaction? You're not going to stay in Australia?
No, this is the latest horse to head to Hong Kong. Confirmation yesterday from the stable that Millard reaction, this Queensland Galloper, will head to Hong Kong to be trained by Douglas White, of course, who's the jockey now set to commence training at the start of the new season over there. So a nice horse for him to pick up in his first season as a trainer. Of course, he was 2 from 2 in Queensland, this horse, and then he ran in the South Pacific Classic during the Sydney Autumn, and he went pretty well down there. He probably should have won that race as well, and that's turned out to be a pretty strong form race. So he's a horse that gets back, but he's very strong at the finish of his races, and he looked very, very promising. So interesting to see what he does when he heads to Hong Kong now.
All right, Toby Edmonds is over there, of course. We're looking forward to Hootson running at Royal Ascot, but he's got another runner over there as well, Acumi.
Yeah, Acumi. Yes, the stable will have its first UK runner this Saturday night. So Acumi's the travelling companion there for Hootson. So going to run in a 1,000 metre race at York there, and if she runs well in that, they're looking at a handicap race at Royal Ascot on the final day of the carnival there. So yeah, a bit of interest over there to see how Acumi goes in that 1,000 metre race at York. But like you said, all eyes will be on Hootson come next month.
We've got a couple of SMSs. Brad, can you ask Brad Davidson his thoughts on Palurian yesterday? Cheers, Shannon.
Yeah, nice. It was a nice run, wasn't it? Debut. This is the half sister, of course, to Kim and Tari, who stepped out for the first time at the races yesterday. Really like the way she finished off there. And does look like a bigger track's going to really suit her as well. And I think both of those two-year-old races at Canterbury yesterday, there's a bit of depth there and a couple of horses to follow out of both. So she's definitely won there. And it was a nice kick-off point for the sister or half-sister to Kim and Tari.
Right. And this one here is from James. Can you ask Brad? I know he hasn't done his form, but if Reloaded just simply wins on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I have done the form on that race and I have marked him under $2 and I think he's around that... The 220 mark, I think. I'll just double check this morning. That's what he was. Yeah, still 220 with Tab this morning. So I think that's a little bit of value there. I agree there. I just think the only little query there is gate one and whether he gets held up for a run there. But I think you have to cop a deduction there. Disruptors in the race and hearing from Gary Fortelli, they're likely to head towards Brisbane, the size up there instead, and have a crack up there. I think a lot of these, we've seen Strasbourg, Creator, 24 Carat, they've all been scratched already. I think they're all dodging Reloaded. So, yeah, I think he's very hard to beat, and I think that 220 at the moment seems to be a fair price as well.
Zoo Style out of the Stratty. Where's he headed, mate?
Yeah, the Daybreak Lover is the race he'll go to next. So, as we mentioned on the show yesterday, they were looking at the Stradbroke, and they'll head to the Daybreak Lover there. And Gem Song's the other one there out of yesterday, guys. Chris Lees was umming and ahhing of whether they'd head on, you know, and keep going towards the Derby or freshen up for the Queensland Guineas or go to the paddock. And it's been decided that he'll have a bit of a break. He's come a long way this preparation. And, they'll go to the paddock with him. And I'm guessing hopefully back in the spring.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Cheers, guys.